Over to you, Sean.
All right. Thank you very much, Captain. So good morning, everybody. I pretty much have four different things I wanted to briefly bring up. The first one is about the aquaculture site leasing process. So what is aquaculture? It's essentially the farming of organisms, fish, so shellfish, and other things like seaweed and plants. So Maine has the Department of Marine Resources, as well as the New Hampshire Fish and Game. They essentially get these applications. They coordinate with the Army Corps, according with our office. They have public hearings. And then eventually, we as our office conduct the navigation safety risk assessment just to make sure, is this going to affect or negatively affect the vessels in our waterway? We have a cool success story that I wanted to traffic channel. Actually, I'll put that right here. So right here is an area that we were looking at in terms of a review. And we had a lot of vessel traffic going through here. So it was not a good idea to place that just because in case any propellers or rudders got snagged on the 7 feet below seaweed bed. Essentially think of a swimming pool. You have all those floating buoys overhead. So it also creates some sort of distraction for the mariners. So we were able to work with applicant to revise that block and then shift it out of the channel. So really it was a win-win in both circumstances. So we are actively engaging in the aquaculture review. We're picking that up more now. All right, next is the Grand Trunk Railroad Bridge, which is in Portland. So I do have a picture as well. So in September, we got an email from the Maine Harbor Commission regarding this decaying bridge. So this was built in the 1800s, or might be earlier than that, but in the mid-1800s, there was actually a fire which rendered this bridge useless just because of the dangers. And there's been a lot of pilings at horizontal angles. They've been falling off vessel traffic nearby. It makes it hard for vessels to see those floating when they're at the water line or if there's storm or foggy conditions. So we worked with the Department of Transportation. We worked with the local port partners, essentially, to get an emergency contract in place to essentially remove the southern part of this bridge. So that's just another example of a success story where we can work with port partners and, you know, gain their expertise and their knowledge to accomplish safety. Next, in Portsmouth Harbor, this past fall, we've had an opportunity to review if we need to place a couple buoys to essentially mark a shoal to make sure that, you know, we're upkeeping safe vessel navigation for mariners. So we had the ASA navigation team here in South Portland. We have the Coast Guard cutter, Marcus Hanna, as well as our waterways office. Worked with the local pilots, port authority, the harbor masters, really to identify what is best to do. So we're still working on this, but the coordination, the communication and understanding with the equipment as well as the cutters, it's a really good logistical exercise that we hope to achieve. So.